Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. My next guest is Linnea Dublé, and she has a beautiful voice. I think she is a beautiful personality. Although I have not had many conversations with her, I have admired her work from afar. And she's in the children's theater play called Three Little Birds. Of course, you know that song, right? Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. Yeah, I love that song. And Linnea, I know you have sang this song to you are dreaming about it in your sleep, aren't you?
Yes, you said it too.
Welcome to CCO. How are you?
I am so good this evening. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to talk to you because this is a piece that makes sense to me when I see how it's written. But just to perform this, I can't imagine how this all came together. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, wow. I would just say it's been an incredible journey. The music is so lively and so inspiring and beautiful, and Sanford Moore has just the magic touch, and so he brings our voices together and just really orchestrates this wonderful compilation of just beautiful Jamaican reggae music that Bob Marley blessed us with, blessed the world with.
The music and lyrics are by Bob Marley, of course, and it's based on a story by Sadella Marley. Now, is Sadella, I think that's how you pronounce her name, is she a sister, or where does she stand in the family?
She's actually a daughter of Bob's, his one of his daughters, and she's actually named for Bob Marley's mother, who was also Sadella.
How about this? And it's directed by Sha Cage, which we know and love her so much. And as you said, music direction by Sanford Moore. So this story talks about Ziggy's. And of course, Ziggy, I believe, was a nephew or is a nephew of Bob Marley. Is that correct?
You have it right. Yep, that's right. So it's very, very cool how the story has so much family.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who is Doopy or Duppy?
Duffy. It's Duffy.
Duffy, there you go. Who is that? What does that character do?
He is the evil spirit or the bad guy.
The trickster. Yeah, yeah.
You have to watch him every time. You just protect yourself, protect your hair especially, because he wants to get your hair, and that gives him more power.
Interesting. You know, the children's theater is really kind of going out on a limb putting this piece on, because it really does talk about things outside of what a lot of people don't understand. Would you agree?
I think you probably are saying something very truthful. I think I'm so excited for children's theater for just thinking, let's do something different. And we get a chance to expose young people and families to Jamaican culture, getting a chance to learn about different foods that are eaten and enjoyed there, the music, the people, the vibe of community and what that means to rearing young people and pushing them forward into their greatness.
So you've probably learned a whole lot about this culture, Jamaica in itself. I've never been, but I will be going in March. And I keep trying to figure out, you know, how does this all work? You know, is Catawood Springs a real place in Jamaica, or is it just where the play takes place?
It is a real place, and that's one really cool thing, is there's names that are mentioned in the story that are actual places in Jamaica. So there's the name Kingston is Kingston, Jamaica. And then we talk about Montego Bay, you know, and then again, Cottonwood Springs. So there's different places that are mentioned. They might be a name of a character or a name of someone's son, or they might be, saying the exact city or place in Jamaica.
Yeah. And so what role are you playing?
I play Sadella.
Are Sadella.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Among other roles, I also play Montego the Bird, and I play Spanish Bird and Great Aunt Africa Bird.
Right. And Sadella is the one that kind of comes into the fray, and she can feel that something is wrong, right?
That is.
She's
so
that
true.
Spiritual, you know, the one that whose spirit can sense something's just not right.
That's right. Yep. She comes in, she senses it, she feels it, and she knows exactly what to do to get rid of the evil and get it out of her home, away from her people, her family, who she loves.
Mm-hmm. And there's a character, Nancy. So all of this reminds me of some of those great books of some of these, the folklore of Jamaica and beyond. So it's really interesting that they decided to do Three Little Birds. What have you learned from all of this through this experience? Because this can be a little life changing.
I think you're right. I've definitely learned that being able to look at Black and brown people as they endure and they fight through traumatic happenings and things happening in their life, how they've used music and food and fellowship to just kind of move forward to be these resilient people that they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, community is so important. So you'll see that throughout the story of different villagers encouraging Ziggy and telling Ziggy, go and be brave and you can do these things. And I've definitely learned that we all have some trauma, I've dealt with trauma, and we just deal with it in a different way. And I think this story really highlights, again, how black and brown bodies, you know, may embody this, and then also how they deal and what their therapy might be.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really enlightening and really special.
How has the audience handled it all?
You know what? I think the kids probably love it the most. However, there's a lot of great jokes that I think are written especially for parents and older people.
Yeah, but they do that all the time at the Children's Theater, right?
They do. But listen, if you come out to see this show, be ready to sing and don't look at nobody funny if they start dancing, because that's what I've loved, seeing the young people just get up and dance. And you have these parents that are trying to, no, you let that baby dance, because the music is filling the space and they're filling it. And that's what we want.
Yeah, exactly. Which space is it in, by the way? Is it in the big theater?
It is. You have that right.
Okay. And this is a 1-hour show with no intermission. Girl, you get out there and work it hard and then get to go take a break. How many shows are you guys doing a week?
We have 10 show weeks.
Oh.
So we are usually pretty dead to the world by Sunday.
Like, and you are on the show tonight. Are you kidding me? I feel very fortunate to have you, darling. I don't think you are quite alive, but you sound like it. I'm convinced. Well done. Well done. It is in the United Health Group stage, which is the big one. This is for all ages, correct?
That's right. And I think it's most enjoyed by 5 and up. But yes, I would say that if you're a young person or your family wants to come, bring the young kids, everybody will have a good time. They'll get something out of it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful set and wonderful lighting and wonderful sound. So I think it's a wonderful collaborative piece.
I am so glad to have you on. It's been a long time since I've seen you or talked to you. I have to tell Javita, guess who I interviewed tonight? It's just really great to have you on. And congratulations on landing this role and being a part of the show. I know you have a lot to add to it. So congratulations.
Bless you, Geraldine. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
You're welcome. You take care of you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. That's Linnea Duble. And again, the name of the show at the Children's Theater is called Three Little Birds. All are welcome. All ages are welcome. As you heard her say, it's best enjoyed by, at age 5 and up. But, they have some 3-year-olds and that sort of thing, too, there. So get out there and check it out and see if you love it as much as I think it is, because,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.